KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 12 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 44. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping local news, Cumberland Messina rescue crews have been dispatched to a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Highways 92 and 148 or 750th and Richland Road. The call went out around 6:37 a.m. The vehicles were said to be blocking the road at that intersection. There were three subjects altogether in the vehicles. Two subjects were said to have been injured and transported to the Cass County Hospital. And we just recently learned that another person may be transported to be checked out. We currently have no other details available. A little after 2 a.m. today, Atlantic Fire was dispatched to a possible fire at Duke Aerial Incorporated at Highway 71 and Boston Road. According to firefighter John Johnson, a propane leak on a line leading to a preheat mixer was leaking at the fitting, creating a sort of blowtorch effect. There were no structures nearby and no injuries were reported. The owner was notified and the valve was shut off until repairs could be made. Crews were on the scene for about 20 minutes. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Adair County was sighted following an accident November 13th in Griswold. Authorities say at around 1:12 p.m., the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to the two-vehicle accident on Montgomery and Main Streets in Griswold. A 2002 Ford Explorer owned and driven by 76-year-old Cheryl Lou Reynolds of Elliott was traveling westbound on Main and began to turn left onto Montgomery Street when the vehicle was struck on the front driver's side by a 1998 Peterbilt, whose driver, 58-year-old Stephen Eugene Fike of Greenfield, was attempting to pass the vehicle on the left. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $7,500 altogether. Fike was cited for passing in a no-passing zone. Cass County Sheriff's Office also said yesterday that there were five arrests over the past couple of weeks. On Sunday, 36-year-old Trevor Kyle Benge of Greenfield was arrested on a felony charge of burglary in a third degree and public intoxication. Benge was brought to the Cass County Jail and released Monday on his own recognizance. On November 24th, Cass County deputies arrested 23-year-old Skyler Bingham of Red Oak on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Bingham was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. November 22nd, 24-year-old Zen Henry Gross of Atlantic was arrested by Cass County deputies for OWI second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Gross was released later that day on his own recognizance. And there were two arrests November 17th in Cass County. 32-year-old Shelby Froh of Atlantic was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for felony theft in the second degree. Froh was taken to the Cass County Jail and released November 24th on his own recognizance. And 69-year-old Alexander Richard Parra Jr. of Shelby was arrested by Cass County deputies November 17th on a charge of OWI second offense. Parra was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. A traffic stop early this morning at Highway 34 and Eastern Avenue in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man from Shenandoah. Red Oak police say 59-year-old David Wayne Taylor was taken into custody at around 12:30 a.m. for driving while barred. Taylor was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And a judge on Monday set both the pretrial conference and jury trial dates for an Atlantic man who was arrested November 4th on Adair County Class D felony warrants for willful injury, causing bodily injury, and going armed with intent. The dates for 53-year-old Rex Dean McDermott were set during his arraignment hearing. Online court records show the pretrial conference will take place February 5th at 9:30 a.m., and a jury trial was set for March 9th, also at 9:30 a.m. Now, a criminal complaint against McDermott alleges that at around 11 p.m. October 30th, he pulled a woman out of a pickup truck near Fontenelle, punched her, and then struck her with an unknown wooden object. The victim suffered a laceration above her right eye, bruising and swelling of the face, and other areas of pain. McDermott is currently free on $25,000 surety bond. In our funeral announcements, Barbara Nelson, age 92, of Greenfield, died November 24th at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Barbara Nelson will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Walter Walt Allen Knudsen, age 77, of Walnut, died Friday at the Veterans Medical Center. A memorial service for Walt Knudsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lois Lacey, age 102, of Urbandale and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday in Urbandale. Graveside services for Lois Lacey will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Jim Bakering, age 73, of Fontenelle, died November 23rd. Public graveside services for Jim Bakering will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter, with full military rites conducted by the Fontenelle American Legion, Carlson Post No. 247. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Patricia Locke, age 76, from Freedom, Wisconsin, a native of Atlantic, died November 15th. Funeral services for Patricia Locke will be on Thursday at 11:30 at St. Pius Church in Appleton, Wisconsin, with Valley Funeral Home of Appleton in charge of the arrangements. Dorothy Anderson, age 82, of Shelby, died November 25th. A visitation for Dorothy Anderson will be this Friday from 2 until 7 p.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Aileen Goodrich, age 93, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Aileen Goodrich will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Irene Arkfeld, age 96, of Panama, died Sunday. A private family mass of Christian burial for Irene Arkfeld will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lola Linton, age 55, of Harlan, died Saturday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Private family funeral services will be held for Lola Linton on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Kelly Williams, age 58, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kelly Williams will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. Robert Fehlmeyer, age 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. A private family-only funeral service for Robert Fehlmeyer will be held at St. Mary's Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roberta Nichols, age 92, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A celebration of life for Roberta Nichols will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Terry Heilig, age 73, of Eufaula, Oklahoma, died Thursday in Tulsa. Private services will be held for Terry Heilig at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Cleo Berger, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Services for Cleo Berger are pending with the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.